All right, thank you much. Welcome back. It's Farm Talk here at the Legacy Seed Booth, right across from Monty's. Matt is right over there. He's selling some Noxon right now. And joining us from the North Dakota Soybean Council is Mr. Harrison Weber. Good to see you, Harrison.
It's good to be here, Mick.
You have now, trade has been a big topic of discussion all year, well, more than a year, for especially soybean farmers. But trade team is what you've been talking about for, well, for a year or more.
Oh, yeah, Mick. You know, trade is such a vital piece to for our soybean farmers here in North Dakota. And, you know, the Soybean Checkoff's been working for the last 7, 8, 9 years in the Southeast Asian region and working with some of these countries, bringing them here to North Dakota, showing them our efficient logistics system and our high-quality soybeans, and talking about the Pacific Northwest exports for quite some time. And we've really been ramping up those efforts the last 3, 4 years here. And this year we had some really good success. We had over 90 different soybean companies, whether it be a feed mill or a crusher or a end user, some form of a soybean buyer, 90 different companies from 22 countries right here in North Dakota this year. So wow. Really busy, a lot of excitement from the buyers. It's a great time for the buyers to be buying soybeans. It's, you know, obviously not so great time for our farmers selling, but optimistic about the future.
But this is another example of checkoff dollars at work. You've got the two-way street going on between here and the biggest customer.
That's right. Yeah, we oftentimes are, you know, we had Taiwan in, a group from Taiwan. We had the largest crusher there. We had the largest container importer. We had a major feed mill there. So some of the biggest soybean companies in those countries are here visiting, and it's the owner or it's the decision makers that are here, and that's really where the North Dakota Soybean Farmers Checkoff money goes, is to support that effort and bring some of those groups over here and really try to foster some of those relationships and get some sales made.
You were saying before we went on the air that as a result of one of these trade teams coming to the Dakotas, somebody booked a vessel.
Yep, that's right, and it was actually the second time we had this company here this year, this summer. The first time we had a lower level individual from their company, and then the second time was the decision maker. And just 10 days after, I saw in the report that a vessel went, the USDA report, that a vessel went to Taiwan, and actually I had the elevator call me up that we were visiting with, and they indicated that their exporter had sold a vessel to Taiwan. So just a little bit of a success story that, hey, these trade teams do make a difference and do lead to sales.
I would have loved to have been in the car on the way to the airport with them. Hey, I just come from North Dakota. I need a ship.
Yeah, that's right. Yeah.
Pretty cool. Other things that the North Dakota Soybean Council and the Checkoff are doing that is helping out soybean farmers in trade, because what have we got? 20% of last year's crop is still in the bin.
Yeah, you know, I've been crunching a few numbers, and somewhere around there would be a reasonable expectation. There's still some beans out there still sitting in the bins, and we're constantly looking at opportunities with the checkoff, with the United Soybean Board, USEC, U.S. Soybean Export Council, and also North Dakota Soybean Council, looking at new ways to chew through those beans, whether it be new uses or different food use or feed or whatever, biodiesel. So we're constantly working on some of those efforts.
And I just noticed you got up, you were sitting next to Monty Peterson of USEC, Valley City, North Dakota farmer, before you came over here for the radio visit. So, again, USEC deeply involved last week at the NATO summit here in Fargo.
Yep. Monty Peterson, of course, the vice chairman of USEC, U.S. Soybean Export Council, has been a long-time member of North Dakota soybean groups here. And Monty attended the NATO summit last week here in Fargo, and we had, I think it was 25 different NATO manufacturers and suppliers here in Fargo, and meeting with the various NATO exporters and farmers. And so it gave us really a good opportunity to get one-on-one meetings with suppliers and the exporters here in North Dakota.
So right across from me, right behind, sitting right about 10 feet behind you, is a NATO soybean. So there's an example of, and they can grow here. And the NATO folks came here this year like they did 2 years ago, because this is one of the best climates to grow NATO soybeans, I hear.
Yep, the Red River Valley is actually one of the predominant regions for NATO growth and production. And Japan is really the prime market for the NATO soybean. You know, probably on our American palate, we don't really have the appetite quite for it yet. I think it's growing. but hugely, hugely popular in some of those Asian countries, and Japan being the particular one. The Japanese folks, they're serving it to infants, Premier, and all the way up to 80, 90-year-olds, and really just a big piece of their diet. And Red River Valley is a major growing region for natto, and it creates some opportunities for soybean farmers to look at and see if that works in on their rotation and on their farm.
I doubt if someday anybody will claim lutefisk can cure a multitude of diseases, but culturally speaking, the Japanese can say that about natto. They think it's just the healthiest thing on the planet.
It is. And they really, really enjoy it. And you know, and if people are willing to eat it, we're willing to grow it. So.
That's right. It's another market.
It's another market. That's right.
So how are you enjoying the job that you've had now for 18 months?
It'd be a year, actually, one year.
This week, actually,
it'd
right?
be just about 1 year, exactly, yeah.
And are you loving it?
Yeah, you know, it's just, I really enjoy working for our North Dakota farmers here. It means a lot to me, coming from a farm background and a farm family, and really getting to utilize my training and education here in North Dakota. And I'm really very passionate about working for our farmers, really enjoying it. You know, I know it's a difficult time sometimes for our market, but... I think it's good to be optimistic about the future. So.
Yeah. Now, we talked about the U.S. Soybean Export Council. They help develop relationships and export markets for soybeans. United Soybean Board, also a function of the checkoff, and they help develop markets and new uses for soybeans. The North Dakota Soybean Council, in addition to market development, you're doing a lot of funding research, and what are some other areas where the checkoff dollars are working?
Yeah, and research, you know, we're constantly working with the professors at NDSU and also with Extension, with the North Dakota Extension Service, and working on research, SCN, IDC, white mold, looking at some of those things, and trying to get a better handle on you know, where's the SCN population. You know, what are some of the things that we can do and combat that? That's an issue that's continually moving north into our region and really becoming a major yield robber for our farmers. You know, we work also at the checkoff with biodiesel. That'd be a new use, of course. You know, and some of our marketing and communication outreach efforts, trying to tell our farmers, you know, some of the good things that we're doing here with their checkoff dollars.
Yeah, and the renewable fuel standard and all of the arm wrestling over that involves biodiesel, too. People forget about that.
That does, yeah. That's, you know, that's an interesting, the RFS and biodiesel in general and ethanol, really, that's an interesting how the checkoff and the policy is can be kind of tied together a little bit. You know, it's the farmers' checkoff dollars that are using to promote those products and develop those products and improve the standards, and then it's the policy that can make a difference on that side. You know, on the checkoff, you know, we're prohibited from working on policy, but we are the ones that are working on some of those, improving those standards continuously.
Indeed, and we appreciate the efforts that you do on all of that because one kind of feeds and influences the other.
It can, very
important. Harrison Weber, Director of Market Development for the North Dakota Soybean Council. Thanks for the work you do, and I hope you're here forever.
I hope so, too. Thanks, Mick.
You bet.